Let me speaking.
Hello, is this Tower Health?
This is the home care agency. How can I help you?
Home care agency. Okay, my name is Glenn Gambler. Keystone Spine and Pain is trying to set me up with medication, verification, and needs.
Okay. And are you looking
I'm
for...
I'm unable to drive to their office to do a piss test so they can up my medication from Vicodin to oxycodone.
Okay.
So now, what do I do in this situation where I'm unable to drive? I have to use a walker or a cane to walk because I had a four-wheeler accident and landed on rocks on my left hip, which already has a plate and seven screws in. My left knee, my right knee, I had a femur rod, and my right hip was also replaced. I'm in terrible shape, ma'am. I'm non-10 pain level.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I can help you out.
I'm in no shape to go nowhere.
Right. Now, do you want me to help you out with a caregiver?
Well, what's the caregiver going to do? She can't give me medication, can she?
She can give you medication. She can drive you around. She can take you wherever you need to go.
Well, I can't sit in the vehicle, ma'am.
Okay, so she can do the errands for you, let's say.
Like what errands? Like
whatever.
What is she going to do? For
shopping, laundry.
No. That's not what I need.
So what is it that you're looking for?
What am I looking for? For her to get a hold of Keystone Spine and Pain. Maybe she can get a hold of them instead of talking to Kimmy the robot and have them speak to them so that they're aware of what's going on rather than having them just type in a message so that they really know how urgent I am.
I see. So you're not looking for any help at home?
No, I have a wife.
Oh, okay. Because we are a home care agency, and I'll be happy to help you.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Can you put me through to the hospital then, please?
I can't put you through to the hospital, but let's say if you have a family member or friend or someone you trust.
My wife won't take me nowhere. My wife is very upset with me. She wants me to die.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She told me when I get my next prescription of hydrocodone, take all 120 at once, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I already have hydrocodone. The problem was I have to switch to Humana prescription plan. They went do a trial run of 7 days only. All right? I got them on Sunday. All right? I'm only supposed to take four a day, so that's what I take. But I didn't take them with six-hour increments. I took all four today already, and I didn't sleep last night, so I've been taking them since midnight. I'm already through my four. They are only 5 milligram by 325 acetaminophen. They do not help. They only reduce the pain level to 7. I have very much difficulty walking. I have to use a walker or a cane. I cannot put any pressure on my left side without a cushion or some kind of assistance to help reduce the pressure on my left side.
Wow, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry to hear all that. I would love to help you out, but the only way I can help you is through getting home care services. You can have a family member or friend help you out, and they get paid through Medicaid. Or I can help you with a caregiver, but I'm not sure if you need that.
I don't have Medicaid. I have Medicare.
I don't
have Medicaid. I have Medicare.
Uh-huh.
That's no good.
Do you want to apply?
I can't apply. I make too much. My income is too high.
I got it. I understand. Okay, so if you do need help in the future, we can help you out through private pay. We also do that. Private pay.
And how much is that? And how much is that?
That can be about
right
25.
Right now, I'll do what I got to do to get the help I need.
Right, right. It's about 25 an hour, but we're willing to work with you. We're able to negotiate.
Well, I only make $3,000 a month. That's all I make. I'm retired union worker, electrical union worker. So I do get a pension plus disability, but that only equals less than $3,000 a month.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a worker. I'm retired. I'm
right.
Going to be 63 January 25th.
God
I'm not
bless
a senior
you.
Citizen right yet.
Right. Okay, I understand. Okay, so look, if things do change and you really need help, I'm happy to help you.
Okay. Okay, so what's our next step?
Do you want to do the private pay? Do you want me to help you with that?
And what are you going to do for me today?
I can send you over a caregiver.
And what you going to do for me?
Whatever you need. What do you need?
Morphine.
Okay, but they can't, they don't have the morphine. If you have that, then they can give it to you if you need that.
I don't have it. That's what I'm saying. Who can prescribe that?
Oh, that would have to be maybe try to reach a Keystone.
I already did that. They're not answering my calls. I only talk to a robot. She's
maybe
useless.
Try again. Maybe try again and say representative.
I called four times already.
Let me give you a different phone number. Let's see. 1 second. You want to write it down?
Hang on.
Okay.
How do you know this other number, the Keystone Spine and Pain?
Because we sometimes work with Keystone first. Do you want to write it down?
I'm looking for it. Wait a minute. Oh. I can't locate it in my contacts right this moment.
Okay. I can send you a text message. Should I text you on this number?
I'm almost there. Hang on.
Okay.
Whoop, wrong way. ABC. There it is. Did I just hang up?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.